Imagine a calm, peaceful night in a thick wood, quiet and serene. Suddenly, the tranquility ends as the night is pierced by the hair-raising cry of a wolf. This is what I hear and see in my mind's eye when I see Luis Alfonso Jimenez's sculpture, Howl. Made of fiberglass and acrylic urethane, Howl was constructed as a representation of the relationship between the U.S. and Mexico, especially on the border, both nationally and in the wild. Shown in the body language of the wolf, the tight, angry pose, the teeth bared as the wolf howls. You can see the wolf looks almost starved. The ribs are showing, the tail is limp. But you can also see in its expression that it is energized by rage despite its ragged appearance. What I see in this piece is the tension between countries and the starved collision between civilization and the wild. Born in El Paso, Texas, Jimenez grew up close to the U.S.-Mexico border, and, born into a Mexican immigrant family, he had experience with both cultures. He grew especially close to his father when working with him in his sign-making shop. He worked with materials in the shop that he would later use in his paintings and sculptures. His father poured his Hispanic background into his signs, and this is mainly what inspired Jimenez to put this culture into his art. Luis constructed Howl in 1986, during the postmodernism and deconstructionism movement. This movement is supposed to be art without a center and reworking past styles, which is well represented in Howl. This has been Caleb Brewer with another Bulldog Podcast.